If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, you guys? Yeah! Wow, the excitement feels so good. I'm Megan Holiday. I want to welcome you to our brand new Helpful Honda Sound Space. Do you guys know that Fallout Boy are right out there? Do you know that they're right there? They are going to perform some songs. I'm going to have a little chat with them. Was anyone at their show last night? Yeah? And who's going tonight? And who is double dipping? Yeah, that's where it's at. Okay, cool. So you guys, please help me give a very warm welcome to Fallout Boy!
Awesome.
All right, what's up, Pete? Patrick, hello. Hi, Joe. I know this is our first
time. So nice to meet you.
Andy. Hey, guys are all here. How are you feeling today? Are you tired from the show last night?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you got to do it again, and you got to play today. Well, we really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much. So how was the show last night?
It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah. So, Pete, I have to ask you about your guitar with the flames coming out the top. Have you ever singed your hair at any point? Oh, he's got a... Is the bunny going to answer?
Just the ones that I'm nervous about.
Oh, what? Did that one make you nervous?
I don't know. I'm not sure legally if I'm allowed to say whether there's been any singeing or not.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That is a really good
point. There hasn't been. I'm just... Sorry, Patrick.
That totally threw me. Where did this rabbit come from?
Did you know that he had that?
No.
Okay.
I had no idea.
This is a fun surprise.
Yes.
Do you pull that out whenever you get nervous in conversation in general?
It's a new thing.
Okay. I like it. So it just looks like it gets very hot. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hot.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Actually, the wind was blowing the wrong way last night for the for the flame base. So
that's fun.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's when I realize that I'm not actually have any pyrotechnic skills at all. I'm like, what do I do?
Oh my God. Well, your production is incredible. You guys sound just so on. I mean, dude, Andy, you're just like ripping it up back there. Can I ask you? Yeah, give it up for Andy, you guys. God. Can I ask you, is there a song or a band that you like to listen to? Like, do you throw on some Metallica and just get a little pumped up before?
Yep.
Is it Metallica? Did I guess?
No, it's Cannibal Corpse right now.
Oh, snap. That's awesome. Conversely, do you have a song when you're at home, you're having a tough day, and you want to put a song to cry? Do you have
Cannibal Corpse?
What did you say?
Cannibal Corpse.
Okay, all right. That's how I am with Deftones. I feel like I had... Turn your phones off.
Probably Elliot Smith, I guess.
Is it Patrick?
No, it's not, but I'm just an abundance of caution. Yes, that is my middle name.
Oh my gosh. Well, on Saturday night in Chula Vista, where I used to work at the BJ's down there, you guys, okay? I was slinging pazookies, thank you. So Mikey Way came out to join you guys for a song. Yeah, give it up for Mikey Way. We love My Chemical Romance. So you guys have probably been friends with them for a really long time, yeah? Can you give us a K-Rock exclusive of saying that maybe you guys are going to go on tour together? Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance 2024 tour, please?
Whenever we say anything about any of these things, people are like, they're lying. No, they're telling the truth. They're lying.
No,
we're
going to
let the rabbit answer.
I think it's wishful thinking, you know? And maybe we can manifest it into reality.
We love them. We think they're very cool. So
Yeah. All right, so much for Stardust. Wow. Give it up for the album, right? I was talking to some fans, and they said that this album was just you guys perfectly wrapping up all of your eras and then putting it into this album, but also, like, the evolution. So did you guys start writing this while you were on the Hello Mega tour?
No.
Okay.
Well, sort of, I guess. Well, Hello Mega was weird because it got broken up so much because of COVID.
Right.
But really, we had...
What was COVID again?
That was, I don't remember.
I noticed it was unmentioned in your song.
Yeah, it was unmentioned.
So Hello Mega was this weird experience where it was like, periodically we would be like trapped in, you know, our houses, and then you would go out in the world and then go back, you know. It wasn't like our normal touring recording schedule and everything. So, but when we had like one song, and I think it was, gosh, what's the name of it? You always rename the songs and then I don't know what they're called anymore.
What was the demo name?
Is it Flu Game? I think it was Flu Game. I think we went in, we had one song, and we were like, we like this. This sounds like a record. And we played it for Neil Avron, who I didn't know if he was going to do a record. He doesn't really produce anymore. He's winning Grammys as a mixer. So he's busy. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. And that was kind of it. And we kind of started from there.
That's so awesome. And what did you feel like Neil was going to be able to bring back to doing this new album?
Neil is just really meticulous, and he spends all of the important time, but it's a lot of time. Like, you know, when you go in with Neil, like you are going to break down every molecule of that song, and he does not play around. He's the sweetest guy in the world, but it's more like you'll play him something, you'll be like almost done, and he'll be like, what about this word? Do we like this word? You know, and it's always everything. Like he said, the first thing he said to us when he called you, or when we were talking, he's like, so what's Fall Out Boy gonna be singing about? In 2023?
He like we were in the room and he turned around and it was like, you know, like out of a fever dream where like an owl's looking at your face too close, and he's like, what will the songs be about? And I was like, oh my god, it was a macro dose.
Wow, and that's when you knew it was really serious.
Neil's very cool. He was like, the first thing he said to me was, this cannot be a throwback record. And then I thought that was, you know, he had me at hello there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first time I listened to the album, I just thought, these guys are having a blast. It just feels like you guys are just having so much fun. So did you guys record it here in LA?
So are you guys actually having fun?
Great question, Rabbit. But was it
fun?
No,
that's puppets, you don't have to do your face. It's just the hand. It's just the hand part. We'll work on it later. It's fine.
I think I read a quote in the very beginning when you guys were getting together, and you said, you know, we just wanted to lock ourselves up in a room and, you know, just go back to basics. Is that sort of what happened?
Sort of. I mean, kind of in the way that there was a thing where we used to just, I don't know, throw ideas at the wall, and it would take, and that process takes a long time, you know? And so, like, there's just things in that record that we wouldn't get to do. Like, so Butch Walker, amazing producer, and we had a great experience with him. also on Save Rock and Roll, but he's very fast. He's incredibly fast. So you get in there, and by the end of the night, you might have that song, and that's what you hear. That's the finished thing. With Neil, we were able to keep throwing things around. So, like, for example, Fake Out, we kept trying to figure it out. And there's so many rules to being in a band where it's like, you know, you'll see like, oh, you know, when I see, sometimes I'll talk to people and they'll be like, oh, well, so he's the lead guitarist and you're the rhythm guitarist. And it's like, well, no, yes, but we also kind of figure our things out. Like there was a Fake Out. We were almost done with that song and it just didn't make sense. We couldn't figure it out. And Joe goes in and he's like, give me a second. And he grabbed an acoustic guitar and he laid down rhythm guitar on both sides of the record he did two passes of rhythm guitar. And it was like, and we both were, everyone in the room was like, oh, that's the song. You know, it was those kind of moments that we wouldn't have gotten if we did the, like, really fast thing. The mm-hmm. being able to, like, really pour, or like Heaven, Iowa. That song, we spent so much time. I mean, Joe and I would send just layers of things back. We spent so much time just doing every conceivable noise that we could get out of a guitar, and then and then layering that as many times as we could. And we must have sent Neil, like, I have no idea how many tracks of guitar.
I sent many emails that said sorry.
But you know, you want to get it right, obviously. And you didn't feel like you were under a time crunch. You felt like you could really just take your time
totally.
And do this. Yeah.
Yeah. There
just
was so no. Cool. There was no. And it's also like no real. Like by that point, we had taken so like too long, you know, for a record. So people stopped asking. You know, like oh, when's you know, for a while it was, oh, when's a new Fall Out Boy record coming out? And I was at a kid's birthday party, and one of my neighbors goes, so do you guys sorry for asking, are you still in a band? You guys still make music? Guess I better put that record out.
When you guys took your hiatus back in 2009, what do you feel like you learned? And when you got back together, did you feel like you had a new appreciation for getting to do what you do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that there's a danger when you're going all these crazy places, but then it becomes kind of monotonous because you just go to like an airport and then like into the hotel, and then you sometimes like find yourself like you're in Tokyo and you're just like sitting in your hotel room instead of experiencing the culture or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that taking the time off let you really appreciate it when you came back to it, and I think appreciate each other as more grown-up type people.
I also want to say, I don't know, this is like such a weird thing, but like it just irks me because I'm scaring the bunny. You're okay, buddy. It's okay. Oh, no, he's prey animals. You don't look him in the eye, right? So one thing about the hiatus thing is that, like, it drives me nuts because I do think that there's definitely, like, a line in the sand where, like, we, you know, had certain sounds and things that we did before then and certain sounds and things we did after that. So I see it as that. But I kind of hate the hiatus as this thing of, like, when you weren't a band. We were still a band. Mm-hmm. We were always a band. Like, it drives me nuts thinking about, like, you know, like, there's this little period where it's like, oh, and you weren't a band. No, we absolutely were a band. We just had this moment, you know, where, like, I don't know, a couple of us, got married, and a couple of us, you know, moved, and a couple of us did records and stuff. It wasn't like it was just like there was, we took a little vacation, but the band was still there. So it always, I don't know, for some reason it bugs me because it's like as if we weren't all consciously still thinking about the band and doing band, you know. We still sent, so part of the thing that's this kind of lost story, but we did send songs back and forth a lot during that period. A lot of them just were really bad. Like I would write these weird things and people would be like, yeah, maybe.
No, there's a couple of good ones.
Yeah,
though.
Man.
Yeah, there are.
Oh my God. Well, you guys, you know, it's so important that you were living your lives. And like you said, it's like you can run into some really hard mental health stuff during that. And it's so good that you took that step back, which also leads me to Joe. I want to just, you know, say that I really respect the fact that you took a step away and you just said, hey, I need to really focus on my mental health and getting better. And I just want to ask how you're doing and how does it feel to be back playing shows again?
Thanks for saying that. Feels good. I'm here.
Yeah, give it up for Joe. No, really. it takes a lot of guts, you know, like I also struggle, and you know, it's like I have to suit up and show up and be on the radio every day and be on, and it can be really difficult. So, and you guys are in a band and like you're always in a different place and there's no like consistency, you know, so like I'm just glad that you're doing well and it's great to see you. Okay, we're nearing the end of this. I just want to ask a fan question. So Sarah, Allie, Rachel, and Eric, they just got matching Fall Out Boy tattoos, which are so dope. Yeah, right? And so the question that they wanted me to ask you is that they want to know your song G-I-N-A-S-F-S, which is a B-side from Infinity on High. Well, you guys played it at Wrigley and at BMO as the only repeat surprise song, and they want to know what's the story behind that song.
Oh man, that was so long ago.
I really don't ever like unpacking lyrics too much or unpacking art too much because it just means different stuff to everybody, you know, and I think sometimes you remove the meaning. Some people will be like, oh, I thought it was something else. And I'm like, fuck. It's like the thing that they thought was better than the thing that I thought. So, yeah, on that level. But I will say that for people who are going to multiple shows that, like, once a song gets out from the Magic 8 Ball, then it can get kind of played anywhere. So there will be some of those songs will get repeated into the sets and stuff. So hopefully if you're coming to other shows, you'll see different stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was how okay. I totally or don't not. Answer the question at all. Talk to the bunny!
Okay, and is Skylar around here? Skylar makes bracelets, and she wanted to give you these bracelets.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank
yeah.
you.
So
thank you.
Can I give these to you and then maybe just take them backstage afterwards? So thank you, Skylar. That's so awesome.
Thank
Obviously,
you.
Your fans love you so much, and they just want to see you perform. So you guys, thank you so much for joining me.
I
really
you.
Appreciate it. It was an honor and a privilege to get to talk to you guys. So,
thank you.
All right, so they're going to leave the stage. We're going to clear the chairs and all that stuff, and then they're going to perform some songs. So give it up for Fall Out Boy, you guys. And thank you for being such a great audience. I love you. Thank you for listening to K-Rock. You guys are really the best. So thank you so much.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.